Justin Fluke with you now, talking Hiawatha boys basketball with head coach Brady Jasper. The Redhawks are ranked sixth in the state in the KBCA 3A rankings this week and have two wins since last we spoke. A couple games you knew would be pretty challenging, coach, at St. Mary's and then against Sabetha last night. And if someone would just look at these final two scores, the beating St. Mary's by 14 and beating Sabetha by 9, there's a lot more to be told, right? That the final scores don't really tell the stories of these two games. And I'll let you tell the story a little bit, but obviously, you know, in both games you were down and trailing and a slow start and had to find ways in the second half, the fourth quarters to come back and post what looks like, you know, more comfortable victories in the end, right?
Yeah, you're right. If you just looked at the scores, they wouldn't tell the whole story. There's a lot more to unpack there than what meets the eye, but we knew it would be tough. Both of those teams are really good, and we were on the road at St. Mary's, and just a really good team, very capable of shooting the ball well, and they were hot. They hit 8 threes in the first half, and we missed some opportunities, and we found ourselves behind double digits at halftime and needing to come from behind to win that game. So I was proud of our guys' second half. They played well and kept fighting, and were able to snag a lead and then hold on to St. Mary's, and that gave them some momentum.
I guess against Sabetha, you just wanted to see how your team would respond, spot another team 20, huh? That was quite the start to that game, but what matters, I guess, is the recovery and how you finished it.
Yeah, that was bizarre. I've never seen anything quite like that before. To fall so far behind, credit to Sabetha, they were really ready to play. Their guys were just moving at a higher rate of speed than us, or their cuts and everything, and they were certainly the aggressors, and we had to kind of hit the reset in that in order to start fighting back into that game. That was going to take a long time after being down 0-20. So, but then again, this was just kind of like at St. Mary's, only more so. The guys fought, and then they kept playing, and once they caught a lead, they were able to finish. So, I wouldn't recommend falling behind in such a way, but. Glad that we were able to win.
So break it down a little bit more than that. I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, we were down early, but we fought and we came back and won. But what are some things that you saw from your team, or maybe even learned of this team, or maybe what you're most proud of in these latest two wins, the way they happened? What were some things that maybe changed or clicked or helped, you know, lead to the wins after struggling early?
Well, I think one thing would be just sticking together and staying in the fight. You know, sometimes it's easy to get down or start to feel defeated. Maybe young guys can start to pull apart at the seams a little bit, or break away from the team thing or the overall idea. I don't feel like our guys did that. I feel like they stuck together and they didn't panic, and I felt like they believed in some of the things that I was saying, and that's unusual. I mean, it would be easy to let go or kind of give in or say, well, it wasn't our night tonight or something like that, but just staying in there is the biggest thing.
Well, you don't get a break here, a chance to catch your breath after those two exhilarating wins. Is now you got a league title type of game on the line here Thursday night with another ranked team coming in, Silver Lake, a team that you haven't faced this year. But, boy, two huge games in the Roundhouse Thursday night. And then, of course, you'll turn around and host Riverside on Friday, and you're at Jeff West as well next week. But I'm sure all your attention with just one day of practice is on Silver Lake. What are your thoughts on this intriguing matchup here Thursday in the Roundhouse?
I mean, it's a lot to think about. They have a really good team, obviously. They have a very good player, more than one, but certainly our conference's leading scorer is concerned for our defense, and just a well-coached, well-oiled machine, kind of, when you watch them play. Discipline, take care of the ball, they defend so hard, so it'll have to be one of our better ones, but being at home is nice, so we'll just have to see how we can do.
Well, and you have to like the way that your team has found different ways to win. I mean, we talk about the slow starts. I mean, you've had some close games that they've had to finish this season. I mean, you know, only 3 losses, and now you're kind of back on track with 5 consecutive wins here in your last 5 games. That's got to make you feel a little bit more comfortable, I guess, that these guys have had to grind and find different ways to win different type of games, and I'm sure you're expecting them to step up to this next challenge here on the big stage.
Yeah, I hope they can step up. I've mentioned this before. I think throughout the whole deal here, we've been fairly consistent, either good or bad, but we've been pretty close to the same, except for falling behind last night and a couple other times. Our effort is consistent. Our rebounding is consistent. And whatever we are offensively has been fairly consistent. So we kind of know what to expect from our guys. So we just hope we have a good night.
Well, it should be a big night, a fun night. Best of luck, Coach. Enjoy it. And thanks for your time. We'll look forward to chatting and wrapping up the regular season next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Boys Locker Room Chants are presented by Carl's Body Shop, by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, and by Hiawatha Implement.